Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm a little bit concerned with our first guest this morning, Rick Mirabella from Runners.com, because he's going to talk about portion sizes. And we were saying off air how, you know, portion sizes are really, really good, but we need to maybe work out how much we can have on the portion size. Rick, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. Great man. How are we?
You're going to have troubles today because he's a real fighter against portion control. So you're going to have to convince us both, I reckon.
I don't reckon I've got enough time in 5 minute segment, but we will broach the subject, and what we'll do is we'll get people thinking. And believe me, I'm a human as well. I definitely overindulge often, and yeah. But what we're saying is just trying to think long term about it. And okay, well, what are my long term goals? If I want to avoid any serious health issues, or I want to drop 15-20 kilos sustainably and long term over the next 12-18 months. But portion control is really massive, and you can have a couple of indulgements over the week as well, but just trying to think about, well, how many years have I been over calorizing for? So it's going to take more than a week or two or three, but you'll feel the energy and the lightness and the vibrancy differences within a week, no doubt about that.
So what does it mean by portion size? Obviously, it means reducing what you're eating, but what is the rule, if there is a rule?
No, look, obviously, every human's different, yep. But certainly, if you feel like in your body you need a change, or you want to start progressively dropping 5-6 kilos, whatever it may be, the first thing to look at is just what you're putting in and when. Look, overall during the day, how much am I putting in? You know, it doesn't have to be calorie counting per se, but just where can I make some changes? So if you feel genuinely, look, it's usually dinners and lunches. To be fair, we just do eat so much of a size. So even if we just cut it down by 20%, it doesn't have to be drastic, and eat a lot slower, because we're often in this mindless eating, and we do. Like we're in this generation. We just eat. Yep. We drink and we say, and we all do it, and I'm not immune either. So it's just trying to be aware, just bring them back to consciously being aware. And look, all our ancestors, all these people that are that have come before us, are just literally, they ate for fuel. They ate to be able to get through the next 24, 36 hours. Obviously, we've taken eating to a whole new level, and we're Olympic athletes at it. Our generation, but it's just about trying. Okay, so good tips. Certainly, slowing down is number one tip. So just being aware, putting the knife and fork down every single bite, and just being aware. Number two is just whatever you normally will consume, just cut it by 20% and see what happens. Now that's going to sound like a drastic move, but it's actually not that much. So if you normally have 300-gram steak and a thing of chips on the side, just cut everything by 20%. So I'm not even saying cut stuff out. It's just dropping the portions and dropping the sizes.
So does that mean that I can only have one baked potato instead of two?
Well, that's 50% cut. There's nothing wrong with that kind of stuff, mate, if it's in moderation and cutting it out. That's the thing. So it really, I know it sounds, it's a very in-depth subject to cover it quickly, but I promise you, just listeners, if you're looking at what you normally put in your mouth, lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it may be, just cutting it slightly and slowing down in the consumption, slowing down in the awareness is actually number one. And then you'll go, well, okay, I've had 5, 10, 15 minutes of being in front of this meal. Do I really need to go excess, or would that just be, is that going to fuel me for the next 12 hours, or is that going to fuel me? Is that going to actually do me well and serve me, or is that going to have a real detrimental effect on my energy levels over the next 4 hours and go to stored body fat as opposed to fuel?
I think this is so important that maybe we could bring it up as a topic next week, Rick, is how do you get the impetus to actually start? Because this all involves, you say, I'll just stop 20, but you've actually got to make your mind up to do it, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll use that as knowing your why and knowing your really intrinsic motivation. It can't be anything extrinsic. It can't be superficial. It's got to come from deep within. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. Absolutely no drama at all.
Okay.
Yep, that's all booked in for next week. Hey, Rick, really do appreciate your time this morning. And I must say, now that you've got me motivated on that, I'm actually going to cut myself down from 4 Weet-Bix to 3.
That's 25%.
That's a very fibrous breakfast for Steve-O. Was that Daniel there?
That's Daniel.
very fibrous breakfast.
Well, Steve was going to have baked beans on toast, but now he's going to have spaghetti because he reckons it's better. So, hey, Rick, really do appreciate your time this morning, mate.
Any time for my friends in Bendigo.